speedbuilders.com. Was there a fellow named Johnny working at this time?
Johnny Carrington?
I don't know the last name, but was he a laborer?
Laborer.
Would he have been on duty at that time?
He was working with me.
And so you instructed Travis Wilblington to tell the foreman about his injury?
Just go up there and talk to the foreman. We both went up there.
Was that the night foreman?
I don't remember. Let's see. Correct. Then the foreman got up, too.
The day foreman got up also?
Correct.
What happened following that, after you told Mr. Wells to go inform the foreman?
I instructed him to tell them the truth concerning what happened, explain all of that, and he did. He informed them about what happened, that he got injured on his motorcycle sometime back. From there, I departed, and I returned back to my other workers.
Did the foreman come to the changing room?
Correct.
And were you present when Mr. Wells was informing him what had happened to him?
No, sir.
You didn't hear any of it?
No, sir.
Okay. You didn't hear what Mr. Wells told him?
No, sir. I didn't overhear what he informed him.
Do you remember how long you spent in the changing room talking to Mr. Wells about his injury?
I just went and asked him what happened, and he informed me about it, okay? I said, go ahead and explain to the foreman. I asked him if he wanted to fill out an accident report, which we are supposed to do, so he did.
You asked Mr. Wells if he wanted to fill out an accident report?
Correct, sir.
And what did he report to you?
He said that he would do it.
Okay. Did you have an accident report with you?
No.
Do you remember if he filled one out?
I'm pretty certain he did, because that's policy. We have to fill it out.
You were not present, though, when he would have filled the accident report out. Is that the case?
No. I wasn't there because he wasn't working under me then. He was working with Shorty, and I didn't see the accident.
Did you ever see the accident report?
Not until just now.
And I'm going to show you employee injury or illness report. And the date of the report is August 27, 1994. Is that correct?
Yes, that is the date of the report.
Did you have any input into the accident report?
No, sir.
You saw it after it was already completed?
That's the only time.
Can you tell me the circumstances under which you saw it?
Come back with that?
How was it that you came to see the accident report?
How was it?
Correct.
I just read what he entered on there. That's it.
Did someone show it to you?
The foreman.
Okay. Why did he show it to you?
It was on this table, and we all looked at it.
Did he instruct you to take a look at it?
Correct.
And what was the purpose in displaying it to you?
Just that everybody has to look to see what is going on, because there are no secrets on the vessel.
And did you make any comments to him regarding the accident report after you read it?
No, sir.
Did you have any problem with anything that you read in the report?
If I had any problem?
Correct.
No.
Previous to your seeing this report, how long had it been since you last saw Mr. Wells limping or experiencing any problem with his knee?
Come back with that. I'm hard of hearing.
Prior to the night of the incident, when you saw this accident report, how long before that had it been since you had last seen Mr. Wells limping or experiencing any difficulties with his knee?
How long before that?
Correct. When was the final time before that?
He had been limping, but I don't remember for how long.
Would it have been a week or a month?
That is all I know. He had been having difficulties with his knee and limping. I don't remember how long.
Had you been a party to the decision to send Mr. Wells up to work on the drill floor?
Correct, sir.
And tell me how that decision was made.
That's the only way you learn how to do things. You go and do them.
All right. And how did he learn?
By going up there and watching. And he started doing it.
Before this accident, that is reflected in the accident report of August 27, 1994, how many times had he been up on the drill floor, to your knowledge?
A lot of times. He would go relieve the guys so they could go to dinner and all.
Previous to this incident, had he ever been used as a substitute for somebody who was missing?
Correct, sir. He and the other guy, Johnny?
Johnny Vance?
Johnny Vance.
Was there some regular worker who had hurt his hand prior to this incident?
I believe so. I don't remember.
I'm having a little trouble communicating here. I'm just saying, do you know the reason why Mr. Wells was sent up to work on the drill floor on this occasion? That's what I'm getting at.
I answered that a while ago.
All right, can you refresh my memory?
A worker got his finger mangled.
And had you spoken to the driller regarding sending Mr. Wells up to perform duties on the drill floor?
He always called me if he required a helping hand there.
All right. On this occasion, what did he say to you?
He just said he needs a laborer. Send Wells up there.
Did you believe that Mr. Wells was competent to do the duties up on the drill floor?
Correct, sir.
Did you and the driller have any discussion about what duties would be performed up on the drill floor?
Correct.
Had you ever been up on the drill floor with Mr. Wells?
Plenty of times.
Did you get a chance to see him perform his duties?
Yes.
Was he working with the operation, going into the hole as well as coming out of the hole?
Come back with that.
On those occasions when you observed Mr. Wells working, Was the operation going into the hole or coming out of the hole or both?
Both.
Do you recall who the driller was on those occasions?
Norman Henry.